Marty, they're here.
Stay still. Don't let them catch your eye.
Right, you, come here.
No. Please, no. They got Danny.
Nowhere to run to. Nowhere to hide.
Get off me. Get your filthy hands off me.
A stubborn bugger, aren't you?
Yeah. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go.
Forget it, son. He's gone.
I arrived January 13th. It's not a date you easily forget. Unlucky for some, they say. Too right. 22 of us crammed together in that windowless cell. Stinky, sweaty, hot, musty. We all had nicknames. Hot, real name, Jack. Fancied himself, so we called him Hot. Reckoned he was a bit of a lady killer. Willis asked him if that was how he ended up inside. Willis. Real name, Willis. Nice enough kid, but, well, a bit slow. The truth was, no one really knew what the hell they were doing there. There were no clues from the screws, that was for sure. As far as they were concerned, we were the dregs of society, not worthy of an explanation. 22 of us in that cell. 1 year on, there's just the four. What happened to the others? They weren't set free, that much we knew. We'd all heard the screams.
Chow time! Roasted sea bass with lentils, leeks, and a warm tomato vinaigrette.
What we got? What we got?
What do you think we got, fat boy?
Same old slop.
If you're done, Marty, will you not be wanting to finish that off? Do you not want to finish that off? If you're done? Because if you don't, you don't want to finish it. I'll have it. Do you not want to finish that off?
Why not ask him again, Chunky?
That's not my name, and I'm still hungry.
No.
No, really, I am. I'm still hungry.
It's fine, Willis. There you go.
What are you trying to do, Porky? Explode your way out of here.
Hey, Hot. Leave him alone.
Ah, he's a suicide scoffer, Frankie boy. He's got 40 pounds of fat strapped to his ribcage.
I said give it a rest, Jack. Save your energy.
For what? Oh, yeah, how could I forget? Frankie's master plan. The big breakout of cell 17.
You don't have to come.
How's it looking, Frank?
I should be through by midnight.
And then what?
And then we wait till morning.
When we scramble through to freedom.
As I say, you don't have to come.
Who's going first? Can I go first? Please, can I go first? I want to go first.
And block up the hole for the rest of us with your lardy ass.
Oh, so you've decided to tag along now, have you?
Maybe I have. Maybe.
I won't bung up the hole, honest, I won't.
You will if you keep stuffing your fat face.
Oh.
Oh, and what's up with you, Pops?
I've got pains in my side.
It's probably hunger pangs. You got Chunky to thank for that.
Yeah, I got hunger pangs.
Look, can we please just go through the plan one more time?
Oh, yeah. Let's.
We use the 8 a.m. buzzer as our signal. We need to be ready to move. Willis, that means no sleeping in.
I won't sleep in. I've got, like, an internal alarm clock.
Oh. When do you eat that?
Shh. Door opens at 8:05. That's when we go through the wall. Nice and quiet.
Can I go first?
I'll lead. Marty's next, then you, Willis, and Jack. Once we're through, we've got to get to the far end of the east wing. That's where the door is. The door that leads to outside. The door that leads to freedom.
So which one do we go through?
No, Willis. It's the same door.
Oh.
Reckon we've got 2 minutes tops before it closes. We're passing other cells. I reckon there's maybe 30, 40 more, just like this one. Place is a labyrinth of corridors crisscrossing from here to eternity, so you don't stop to look or to chat. You just keep running. A careless moment, a wrong turn, and, well, it doesn't bear thinking about. We stay together, close, single file.
And then we're out, through the door, yeah? What happens then? What do we do?
What do you think we do? We have a picnic.
Oh, brilliant.
We run, Willis, and we keep running. Won't be long before the guards see our luxury apartment here's empty. Any more questions?
Yeah. How come I get to go last?
Someone's got to, and seeing how you're always telling us you're the fittest, you'll have no problem keeping up.
Well, if you slow me down, Pops, I'm leapfrogging right over the top of you. Do you understand?
Over my dead body.
That'd make it easier.
Look, no one's jumping over anybody. We stay together. Any chaos, and we'll all get caught. Are we clear?
Yeah. Okay.
Fine.
Now, let's try and get some sleep. It had been a long time coming. My master plan, as Hot called it. Every day for the best part of a year, chipping away at that hole in the cell wall. It took time because the screws were always around, wandering about, checking in on us. That was when we covered up the hole with a bed. A simple enough plan, but I had to be cautious. I had to take my time. We all knew the perils of being impulsive. The Ferris twins. Yeah. A pair of unfortunates who tried to rush one of the screws. They were never seen again. Then there was Kevin. Well, he was perfectly sociable when he arrived. Real entertainer was Kevin. Kept us all from going insane. When so many of his friends went, well, Kevin lost the will to live and the will to wash. That's how he got the name Stinky. We knew he'd gone stir crazy, but the way he lunged at that guard terrified the life out of us. The hollow scream that followed as Stinky's teeth submerged deep into the guard's arm. It was suicide. That's what it was. Terry. He was the most tragic loss of all. Hit Marty the worst. Marty always promised Terry no harm would ever come to him. Promised he'd always look after him. And then they came for Terry, in the dead of night, when everyone was asleep. Marty never forgave himself for breaking his promise, for letting down his nephew. Reckon that's what took the life out of him.
Hey, I'm ready. I've not slept in. I'm awake.
Keep it down, you fat fool.
What's going on?
Oh, here we go.
What?
We are going to try and escape from our cell.
Is everyone ready?
Yeah, apart from Grandpa Looney Tunes here.
Watch your mouth.
Marty, get up. We've got less than 4 minutes.
It's okay. I'm staying here. You go on. I'll only hold you up.
Now you're talking.
You're coming with us, Marty.
Why?
Why? Because we all want to get out of here, that's why.
Yeah, Marty, Frank's right. You know, he might find Terry.
Yeah, right, 6 foot under.
I heard that.
Oh, the hearing's intact.
Say what you just said again.
Oh, but the memory's gone.
Shh, shh, I said. The door's opening, come on, follow me.
Forget follow me, I'm gone, I'm through, I'm out of here.
Hey, that's not the plan.
Okay, I'm out. Willis? Willis, come on.
I can't. I'm stuck. I can't get through.
What?
I'm stuck. I can't get through the hole.
Oh, Jack! Jack, wait! Jack! Oh, Willis is stuck. Oh, you get...
Help! Push me out, Marty. Push me out, please.
I'm trying. Oh, my back. Stop wriggling, Willis. I'll pull, okay? Here we go.
It's no use. I can't. You're too fat. Please!
Oh, no, the guards are coming. Marty! Marty, pull him back through!
What? Pull me back through, Marty. Pull me back through!
Oh, I don't think I can. You're too fat.
I'll push, you pull. You're through, Willis! You're through! Now get out of the way! I'm coming back in!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is all my fault. I was too fat.
Look, come on. These are screws. Look, help me put the bed back. Here we go. Look, they're gone. We're safe.
Where is Jack?
He's gone. He ran off.
Well, I thought they'd catch him and roast his testicles.
They wouldn't do that, would they?
How dare he talk that way about Terry? 6 foot under and all that.
Come on, Marty. We almost made it. Tunnel's complete. We can try again soon.
I'm too old for this. Climbing through holes, running down corridors. I'm too old.
Yeah, and I'm too fat.
Oh, come on. What is this? Self-esteem day?
Besides, perhaps Jack's right. I let Terry down, Frank. I gave him my word.
No, no, no. There was nothing you could have done, Marty.
Do you really think there's the slightest chance he might still be alive? I mean, he never tried to escape, so why would they punish him?
I'm sure of it, Marty. I'm sure he's alive. And the only way you're going to find out... it's by getting the hell out of here.
You know, I reckon he's alive too, Marty. You know, and if he's not alive, if he's dead, right, well, that's the only way you'll find out about that as well.
Right. Thanks, Willis.
Welcome.
Plain and simple truth was, we all kind of knew that what Jack had said, cruel and heartless though it was more than likely to be true. And Terry had perished along with the others. That was his way out. Jack's escape... and gave us a glimmer of hope that perhaps death wasn't the only way to get out of this living hell.
Frank. Did you hear that?
is it, Willis?
I don't know. I heard something. Someone.
Oh, you're having one of your nightmares. Go back to sleep.
No, 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 I'm not. No, I know I'm not, because you have nightmares when you're asleep, and I'm not asleep. I'm awake. And I heard something. There it is again.
Oh, shush.
I'm sure there's someone there, and I'm definitely awake, Frank. Who's that? Who's there?
Oh, Willis.
No, no, I mean besides me.
There's nobody there.
Frank?
Who's that?
It's me, Jack.
Jack?
Frank.
Jack? What the hell? I thought you'd escaped.
Door closed. Couldn't get away. Waited. Saw things. Terrible things. Came back.
Oh, terrible things. What are you talking about?
Did they roast your testicles?
Shh. What did you see?
It's what Marty said.
What? Who's talking? Where are you?
It's Jack. He's come back. He's gone all weird.
What? Jack? He's gone.
No, Marty, he's back.
I saw things. Terrible things.
Yeah, what things?
Yeah, what things?
Terrible, terrible things. Too terrible to talk about.
I'll show you terrible things.
Just let him speak.
Terrible things. I've seen terrible, terrible things.
Sounds like he's seen some terrible things.
We have to get out. Now.
Hey, just get a hold of yourself, Jack. We can't go anywhere now. We'll have to wait for the door in the morning, okay? We'll try again then. And perhaps we should all try and get some sleep.
Terrible things.
Sorry, Jack, these things. You are saying terrible, not edible.
I'll never forget the look on Jack's face. Gone, the arrogance, the sarcasm. Jack was petrified. Whatever happened out there, whatever Jack had seen, had scared the wits out of him. No one slept that night. Not a wink. Could hear our thoughts so loud and clear it was almost deafening. Marty wondered about the slim chance of his nephew still being alive. Willis prayed he'd be slim enough to squeeze his way to freedom. Jack feared... Well, we weren't quite sure what Jack feared. And me? I just hoped I wasn't leading the last four friends I had on Earth into a death trap.
I'm doing it right, aren't I, Jack?
Yeah. You're doing it right.
41... 42?
Willis, you want to finish this?
Huh?
My ex-Florentine.
Oh, same old slop?
Yep.
Yeah, Marty. Yeah, I want to finish it, but I'm not going to, right? I'm exercising. I'm losing weight. Oh.
What?
I lost count. Where was I up to?
42.
Oh, yeah, thanks. 43. 44.
You're really going for this, aren't you?
I'm going to lose enough weight so I can squeeze through that hole and not hold up you and Frank and Jack. Oh, I'm sorry, where?
44.
Thanks. 44. 45. 46. 47. Frank says we're definitely going to make it this time.
Sooner we get out of here, the better.
Too right. Oh, Marty.
47.
Ta.
Okay, 2 minutes to wait. Is everyone ready?
I'm ready.
Willis?
49. 50. Yeah, ready.
Jack?
I think we should stay.
What?
I think we should stay. Not go out there. You never know. If we behave, they might let us go.
I thought you'd lost the plot.
We made a pact, Jack. We're going to get out. We're going to stick together and get out of here. Okay?
Okay.
Right.
I'll go at the back, if that's okay.
Right, that's our cue. Remember, we've got 5 till the door opens, we stick together, and absolutely no looking around. Let's go. Okay, I'm through.
I'm gonna get through. I'm gonna get through. I'm stuck.
Oh, Willis.
I'm stuck again. I knew it. I knew I wouldn't lose enough weight. I'm just a fat, useless waste.
Willis.
What?
You're trying to get through the same time as Marty.
Me? Oh, I'm sorry, Marty. I thought it was me first.
That's okay. On you go.
No, no, it's quite rude of me. You first.
Are you sure?
Oh, will you please get a move on?
Okay, I'm through.
Me too.
I'm through.
Right, let's move.
We made it. We actually made it. We're out. We're free. I'm alive.
I'm starving.
We almost made it.
No, Frank, we made it. We actually made it. This isn't a dream. We're outside. Smell the smells. Hear the sounds. See the things.
Marty didn't make it. Huh? He's still inside.
He didn't come out?
He thought he saw Terry.
Terry?
He sounded pretty convinced. I heard him shout, Terry.
And what, he stopped? He didn't keep running? I don't understand.
It's his nephew, Jack.
Yeah,
but what, Jack?
The things. The terrible things. Oh. Was he not afraid of the terrible things?
But we don't know what you're talking about, Jack. You keep saying the terrible things.
Terrible things, terrible things.
How are we supposed to know what you're talking about?
I saw things, Frank. When I tried to escape, I saw things. You have to believe me, they were
terrible.
Shocking.
What have they done to you, Terry? What the hell have they done?
Nothing.
Nothing? What are you talking about, nothing? You've got a giant ear growing out of your back.
Well, nothing apart from the ear.
I would have thought that was enough.
Oh, trust me, there's no need to shout. They must have done something. My hearing's incredible.
Well, that's all right, then.
I'm alive, Uncle Marty. That's a miracle in itself.
I don't know.
What?
Having a giant ear attached to my back. I don't know if I see that as a miracle. More like a curse.
Well, can we leave the philosophical discussion to later? Right now, I need you to help.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
Try chewing through these straps.
They're leather.
I'm sorry. I don't think they do them in cheese.
When I got closer, I could see he'd been completely shaved, head to toe. And I saw the Ferris twins. They were smoking, both of them.
Oh, I didn't know they smoked.
They don't. Didn't. It looked like they were being forced. They had their heads in some sort of holding device.
Oh, this is terrible.
I told you. And I saw Kevin.
You mean Stinky?
His eyes were all bloodshot, staring, and his fur was all fluffy and clean and manageable.
He's not Stinky anymore.
Marty must have seen Terry. What the hell have they done to him?
Could be anything by sounds of it.
We'll have to hide. Wait for the 8 p.m. buzzer. If Marty and Terry don't come out, we'll go in and get them.
Back into the House of Horrors? Are you insane?
But we made a pact to stick together. Willis and I can't do this on our own. We need your help.
And if they don't show?
Well, like I say, we go in and find them.
What, and let that lot get a hold of us? No, thank you. I've seen what they do, and it's
terrible, yeah, we know. I'm going to check around the perimeter, see if they could have found another way out.
Okay.
Yeah?
If you happen to come across anything to eat, I'm starving.
Yeah, all right, Willis.
This is ridiculous.
Is it because you're scared?
What?
You don't want to help rescue Marty and Terry. Is it because you're scared?
I'm not scared.
I am. I hope Frank finds something to eat. Eating calms my nerves. I haven't eaten in ages. No, I mean proper food. Not the slop they give you in there. Right now, I am absolutely terrified.
Well, I'm not.
You were when you came back to the cage.
Did you hear what they do to you in there, Willis? It's not a bloody manicure.
The clean and fluffy one didn't sound too bad.
You know what? I'm out of here.
Hey, Jack, where are you going?
I'm looking after number one, Willis.
But Jack, we made a pact.
I don't remember anything else.
Then I woke up. I had a giant ear growing out of my back. That's it.
But why, Terry? Why? It doesn't make any sense.
I have no idea.
Why an ear? Why not a nose?
I don't know. Tell you what, I'll ask them when we get caught again.
Hello in there, hello!
Hello!
It's quite echoey, your big ear.
Would you mind very much if he just kept chewing really, really quickly?
I'm chewing as fast as I can. These incisors aren't what they used to be, Terry.
Look, if you can get my front leg free, I can reach over and help you.
It makes no sense.
I can chew faster than you can.
No, I mean...
Hurry up! They're coming.
We're fine, nobody's coming.
Trust me, they're coming.
No, they're not.
Uncle, they are coming!
How do you... Oh, yeah. The ear. Sorry.
Must be almost 8. Look. Evening shifts at the door. Let's pray Marty's ready. If he isn't, we'll have to sneak back in. Willis, what are you doing?
I'm praying, Frank. Like you said to do. I don't want to go back in. Have those terrible things done to me. The things that Jack said. They do sound terrible.
Jack's gone. Jack's a coward.
I'm scared. I'm hungry.
You're doing great, Slim.
Slim? Oh, I like that. That's a proper nickname.
So, are you ready, Slim?
Yeah. No, I'm not so sure.
What are you? A man or a mouse?
I'm a mouse.
That's right. Okay. Here we go.
They're not there. They're not coming out.
We'll wait till the door opens. Okay. They're not coming out. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. I'm a mouse. I'm a mouse. I am a mouse. I am a mouse. I'm a mouse.
Frank! Willis! Over here! Terry! What have they done to you?
You've got a giant ear growing out your back.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Look, we haven't got much time. They got Uncle Marty. I need you to chew through these straps.
Are they edible?
Please, Willis, just chew.
And now we chewed. We chewed through Terry's bindings like there was no tomorrow. The fact of the matter was there wouldn't be if we stopped our chewing.
I'm out. I'm free. Let's go. They took him this way.
Stay close. Single file.
Where are we headed? Table at the end. On the right.
Come on, Terry, quick.
Quick. Have you tried running with an ear on your back?
Marty?
Oh,
I don't believe it. Marty, wake up, Marty. Wake up.
Look, he's all strapped up like you were, Terry.
Marty. Marty, wake up.
Oh, look, he's smiling. He looks quite relaxed.
What the hell have they done to you?
Oh, he's not going to answer. He's miles away. I don't think he wants to wake up. He's still alive, isn't he?
Of course he's alive. Look at his heart.
Practically bursting out his chest. Come on, we've got about a minute before the door closes. I'll take these two straps, Terry. Upper left. Willis.
Slim.
Slim. Upper right. Let's get chewing.
Oh, this chewing's making me hungry. Sorry.
Okay, I'm done. I'm through.
Me too. Willis?
Yeah, just about. I got a bit of leather caught in my teeth. Okay, I'm through.
Okay, let's pick him up.
Hey, spark out, he weighs a ton.
Oh, come on, there's not much time.
He's too heavy, I can't.
Oh, the door's gonna close.
I can hear the guards. They're coming. They're coming this way.
Oh, come on.
So let me get this straight. These mice, they just burrowed their way out.
Ah, yes, sir, yeah.
Gnawed their way through, did they?
Yes, sir, gnawed and scraped.
Scraped, sir.
And then covered the hole with bedding before you showed up.
Well, all this was done over a period of time, sir. No. Wasn't an overnight breakout job.
Overnight breakout job? What do you think this is, Harwood? Escape from Mousecatraz?
No, sir.
Lift him up. Lift him up.
I'm lifting.
Willis, lift him up. Willis.
There can be no other explanation for it, sir.
I've got one.
Sir?
How about you playing a hilarious practical joke after nipping into supplies and helping yourself to the ketamine?
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that, sir.
Not again, sir.
Willis. Willis.
I'm here. I'm underneath Marty.
Oh, he's underneath Marty.
I heard him. Roll him off. I must say, you both seem pretty lucid.
Oh, yes, sir. We are, sir.
We are, yes, sir.
Not like the last time. Hopping about the place thinking you were frogs.
Oh, no, sir. We were rabbits.
Pardon?
Rabbits, sir. We thought we were rabbits.
This isn't a joke, Harwood. This research facility is already seriously underfunded, thanks to the guinea pig fiasco.
Oh, anyone can confuse Fahrenheit and centigrade, sir.
They were supposed to be incubating, Henshaw, not boiling in their own juices.
Let's not open up old wounds, sir.
These mice cost a bloody fortune to rear, and it's my neck on the line if they get lost. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Well then, find me those mice!
Oh, sir, over there!
Over there!
That's 17!
I almost suffocated. Your uncle done halfway a turn.
The door, Frank. It's closing.
Willis, see the cables? The wires running along the floor? Yeah. I need you to chew through them. Lightning speed, it'll cut off the power, the doors, the lights, everything. We'll take care of Marty.
Chew through the wires? Ooh, yeah. I'm not sure.
Oh, look, just think of them as big strings of licorice.
Licorice?
Yeah.
Oh, right. On my way.
Okay. Now for Marty.
Hoist him up, Frank. Put him in my ear.
You sure?
What? No, not really. Never tried putting my uncle in my ear before, but we've run out of options.
Yeah, all right. Look, one, two, three. Okay. He's in.
Is he in?
He's in.
What?
He's in!
Well done, Slim. Brilliant. Let's go.
I think I might have singed my whiskers.
Are we through? All of us?
Yeah, we're through, all of us.
Terry, roll him out gently.
I'm going to gently roll him out. Uncle, talk to me. You're alive.
I'm alive.
Oh, how are you feeling, Marty?
I feel fine. I feel really very fine. I feel terrific.
What did they do to you?
I've no idea. I don't care. I'm alive. You're alive. We're all alive.
Yes, we're free, Marty. Come on, let's get the hell out of here.
Where are we headed?
I've no idea. Just keep running. Come on.
Frank.
Yeah, what is it, Marty?
They haven't attached anything anywhere by any chance.
Oh, no, Marty, they haven't, though.
Oh, thank goodness. Not a great look, is it? The ear business?
I don't know. I reckon it could kind of grow on you.
Oi! I heard that.
We never quite worked out exactly what they did do to Marty, but whatever it was, he wasn't complaining. In just under a year, he produced, with the help of half a dozen doting females, some 96 offspring. We never saw Jack again, but some swear they saw him carried off in the talons of a hungry tawny owl. And as for Willis and Terry, well, they made quite a team. With the help of a few hundred friends, they kept a constant watch for those that sought us harm.
40 degrees north by 35 west. Mile and a half away. Possibly 6 or 7 heading this way.
Righto.
Okay, we're moving everybody out. Come on, folks. Let's move, move, move.
Slim?
Huh?
When you've got a minute, when we've got this lot safely relocated, couldn't give me a little scratch just behind the lobe, could you?
Sure thing, Terry.
Sure
thing. Which one?
One in the back.
Breakout by Mark Mayer and Daniel Mayer. Starred Robert Wilfort, Philip Jackson, Daniel Mayer, Mark Mayer, Colin McFarlane, Simon Evans, Jim Barclay, and Alan Davis. The producer was Claire Bartlett, and the executive producer was Alex Walsh Taylor.
Was the last in the series of Trapped,